Oasis Audio presents Soul Surfer by Bethany Hamilton. Read for you by Eleni Papageorge. Forward. To be honest, I never wanted to write a book. It actually took a lot of convincing by my family and friends because I'm not someone who likes to talk a lot about myself or thinks I'm any big deal. But they saw something in my story that would be helpful and interesting to others, and they encouraged me to write it down. So here I am. And actually, when I really think about it, it seemed like something that I should do. It would give a bigger picture of my faith, my family, and all those people who have helped me get back into the water again. But I'll tell you one thing. It wasn't easy. It took a lot of people to help me put my thoughts on paper. First, there was Rick Buncha, my spiritual advisor and a pastor in the Kauai Christian Fellowship Church. There were certain things I just didn't want to talk about, certainly not to a stranger. So Rick volunteered to do the translating. We would sit for hours and just talk. I'd pour my heart out and he'd patiently listen, putting it all down on paper. Then came our writer, Cheryl Burke, who helped me organize and shape all these thoughts into 15 chapters. Who knew I had 200 plus pages in me? When you're really close to something, it's hard to see things as they truly were or are. So Cheryl, along with my editor, Lauren McKenna, helped me connect the dots. They asked the toughest questions, stuff that really made me squirm sometimes, but also, in the end, made me dig a little deeper and really be honest with myself and you. In the end, I'm really proud of what we've written here. I think it's truthful, and I hope it inspires and motivates people to tackle any obstacles in their lives. I hope it helps people find faith in God. And in